Back to the How to Podcast series. It's Dave. Glad to be here with you again. Just want to give you a big shout out and thank you to you for listening to episode 76 of the How to Podcast series, a podcast episode where I talk about the six ways to how to deal with a hater. And you guys are amazing. Over 5,000 downloads and listens to that episode alone in the last few days. There's something about it. I'm not sure what's going on, but you guys are awesome, and I do appreciate every listen. And not only that episode, but there's a few episodes that have really got a lot of attraction and a lot of attention in the last little bit, and that's you. So thank you. If you haven't heard episode 76, I would appreciate if you go check it out, because apparently it's doing quite well. So again, thank you for doing that, for checking this out and being a part of the How to Podcast family. I really do appreciate each and every one of you for listening. It's great as a podcast host to see when content resonates with you as a listener. Again, I'm so grateful. Today, I wanted to talk about a conversation I had with two new podcasters who are going to be co-hosting a new show. And we spent some time on Zoom, the three of us, talking about their new podcast. And we had a great discussion around the basics of setting up a co-hosted podcast and some of the things to keep in mind as new podcasters and new co-hosting podcasters. From that conversation sparked the idea to have this episode of the How to Podcast series. And we're calling this one uniquely, are you ready? The co-host conundrum. You like that word, eh? That's a good word. You can use that. Navigating roles and responsibilities in podcasting. So that's the name of the podcast. We're going to talk about what you should do as a co-host, getting ready to start your show. Here's a few suggestions. I got seven for you to consider and talk about with your new co-host here on the How to Podcast series. Okay, so you've decided to start a podcast. Awesome. And you've decided to start a podcast with a co-host. Well done. Great. This is a great way to start a new podcast. You get to share the responsibility, all the work, and you get to share all the fun of doing a podcast with your friend, your acquaintance, somebody maybe you just met. And this is the idea behind this episode is there's a few things you should talk about with your new co-host in advance to episode one. Even before you start recording, I have a few things I would love for you to talk about together at the early stages of your podcast. This conversation needs to happen at the beginning because good things could come to you down the road, and there's a potential that you could have some hard times ahead of you as you navigate scheduling and all kinds of different things. Life can throw you a curveball in the future. Having a conversation at the beginning is a great idea, and I would suggest that you revisit this discussion at least once a year and just check in and just see if you're still good. Everything's great. We're going to continue. Awesome. And then continue from there. But here's seven things for you to consider as co-hosts when you're starting a new show. You ready? Okay, here we go. Number one, delegation of tasks. It's very important to have a clear understanding of who will be responsible for what and the tasks related to your podcast. This might include your research for each episode, booking guests, writing scripts, recording the podcast, editing the podcast, promoting on social media, managing your website. Make sure that everyone involved knows what is expected of them individually and how they contribute to the podcast together. And ensure that these tasks are delegated based on each person's individual strengths and skills. Okay? It's not a game of rock, paper, scissors to see who gets what. Make sure you focus in on the skills and talents that you bring and your co-host brings and have a great conversation about how we can work this podcast and divvy up the responsibilities. So make sure you delegate right off the beginning. Okay, number one. Number two, monetization. At the very beginning of your podcast, together with a co-host, decide on how you're going to make money from your podcast. Are you going to run ads? Are you going to offer sponsorships? Are you going to do affiliate marketing where people can buy things through your link and you'll get a small amount back? Make sure you acknowledge that if any links are affiliate links, that's a law. But how are you going to bring in some money for your podcast? And what happens with this money? So as your podcast grows and money starts to come in the future, there's a conversation that needs to happen now about what will happen in the future. Okay. Number three, splitting the costs. Determine how you will split the costs of podcasting, including the equipment you need. How about your hosting fees for your podcast, where it goes to your host and they distribute it to all the players? There's a cost there. And any other expenses that might come up for your podcast, any subscriptions, Canva, for example, or whatever. Okay. There's a cost. So how are you going to split this up? Are you going to contribute equally, or will your cost be based on individual responsibilities? Maybe you cover the cost of the website and your co-host takes care of all the social media, right? That could be an even trade. So that was number three, splitting the costs. Number four, social media. Discuss how you plan to promote the podcast on social media and decide who's responsible for creating and managing the social media accounts. It's going to require an email address to set these up. Who has access to that email address? What happens if your co-host decides to leave the podcast in the future and they have the email address? How are you going to manage that? Talk about these things at the beginning, okay? It's really, really important. Consider creating even a content calendar that you could share. Use Google. Comes with your Gmail address. You'll use that same Gmail address to set up your podcast on YouTube. You can use that same Gmail address to use the Google Docs and share documents and work on projects together in real time online, and also then use that same document while you're recording and reference it as you record to stay on track with your episode. It's a great way to collaborate and work together remotely with your co-host, okay? Social media. Figure out a way to schedule out your content. And then number five, your website. Determine who will be responsible for creating and managing the podcast website. Dave, do I need one? I would say yes. Even if you go and buy the domain to your podcast and redirect it somewhere else at the beginning stages so that you can talk about your website from episode one. So your podcast.com, whatever your podcast name is, .com. And you can use that in all of your discussions and all of your episodes right from the beginning, even if, for now, when somebody goes to that website address, it just redirects to your Instagram or redirects to your YouTube or your Facebook. You can do that. In the meantime, as you build the podcast and build your website in the background, and then when your website's ready, just redirect it again. Your audience will never know that you made the change. Okay, so buy the website address, get that domain, www.whatever, go get it. Go get it now. And especially when you're planning out the name of your podcast, a great time to make sure that website is available. Before you get too far down the road, imagine recording 10, 15 episodes, then going to look for the website address and someone else already has it. And that's going to be very frustrating. Try to get the domain name that matches the name of your podcast as close as possible with easy to spell address that you don't have to explain to somebody. So taking out the letter T and inserting the number 7. Okay, come on. That's going to be, you have to explain that every single time you tell people. Make it simple, make it easy so people can then find you. Okay, really simple for you to do. Number six is your editing. Decide who will be responsible for editing each episode and discuss any specific editing requirements or styles or music that should be used. Consider using a shared cloud-based storage system. Again, comes with Google. You get your Google Drive, comes with that. And make sure that you use that kind of stuff to stay organized. And if editing is not your thing, hey, I got my hand up. I love doing editing. I would love to help you. howtopodcast.ca. Number 7, the responsibilities for each co-host. Make sure everyone understands right at the beginning their individual responsibilities and commitments, including recording schedules, deadlines, and any other expectations. This will help to ensure that everyone is on the same page and that the podcast runs smoothly. In summary, when planning out a new podcast, it's crucial to have an open discussion with your co-hosts about the key topics such as task delegation, monetization, splitting up the costs, social media, website management, editing, individual responsibilities. Have a clear understanding of each person's role and expectations. This can help ensure the success of your podcast. If you want to jump on with me and your co-host and have a discussion around this, reach out to me through howtopodcast.ca. We'll set up a Zoom time together and have this conversation. And if you want a guideline to print off and use as a discussion guide, I made this for this two people I mentioned earlier and sent that to them. Reach out to me. I'll forward it to you. It's just basically a big idea document that helps you to think about some of the things we've talked about here. Again, howtopodcast.ca. Go check it out. You'll see my new Canva. Yeah, Canva website at howtopodcast.ca. Go over there and check it out. Let me know what you think of it. Talk soon on the next How to Podcast series. Take care.